Journey from the Virgin Forest to Stribrnjehutje, Friendship with Johann Wolfgang Goethe. In his works, Count Bucquois repeatedly emphasizes the essential role played by a secluded life, as he considers solitude to be the font of true and lasting enthusiasm, which leads to a philosophical grasp of nature and an overall picture of existence in a contemplative, meditative mood. However, the social commitment of this thinker, particularly in the first half of his life, also resulted in a number of stimulating, important meetings. While staying at the Rotenhaus, now Červený Hradec Chateau, in the Krušné Hory Mountains, Bucquois travelled to Karlsbad, now Karlovy Vary, a number of times, where in 1807 he also got to know the poet, writer, and naturphilosophical natural scientist Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. They met again there in 1810, and in 1812, and 1813 in Teplitz, now Teplice, but did not engage in serious friendly discussion until they met up in Karlovy Vary in 1818. They repeatedly talked about Goethe's work, Zur Farbenlehre, Theory of Colours, the correctness of which Bucquois strove to prove in mathematical terms. In 1818, the two scholars saw each other for the last time. Although Goethe considered Bucquois to be a faithful friend and brother, and both men remained in friendly contact until 1827.